And now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. This portion of the show is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. And by Yamaha of Boards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Here we go. Another great hour of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Here's Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, and Corey Standin.
Welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup, coming your way on the Let's Talk Hookup show. Having a great time here, whether you're listening to us live on the Fan 97.3 or on that Let's Talk Hookup app, Facebook and YouTube Live. We're having a great time this morning and always enjoy watching, like, you know, how many people, you know, drift on to the, to the live feed. And we're watching it grow and grow and grow and grow every week. It's been really fun.
It's kind of cool.
Cool right atmosphere there, to add to the show. And, man, we're having a great time with Captain Dave from the Tomahawk in here this morning. There's just an excitement level about this season starting to get going, watching the boat work happen, rolling down to Fisherman's Landing, seeing everybody just like Dave, working on projects, getting things going, hearing the buzz. It's happening.
It is. I like it. Hearing about fish inside of 75 miles and just getting lathered up about
it is.
About incoming stuff. If you want to join us, you're welcome to do so. We have one open line, 833-288-0973. Jeff at the Fan is waiting for your call. Again, 833-288-0973. Or you can text us via the app. And if you do send us a text, make sure you include your name and telephone number, and we're giving away a full-day trip. Excuse me.
Yeah.
A day and a half trip on the Tomahawk at the end of the show. I know. Super cool. Crazy. Thank you, Dave.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Really generous, man. We're pumped. We're having a great time here this morning. Phones are packed. The texts are, too. I had a great text that I wanted to read. It says, good morning, guys. Another awesome and informative show. My question is for David. I've always admired your boat, and I really look forward to fishing with you yet again this summer. From being in the marine maintenance business for years, the Tomahawk's attention to detail has really been put in. The attention that has been put into the boat really shows. Can you share more about the boat's accommodations, your bait capacity, your fish processing style, meal plan options, et cetera, along with any features of the boat that make it, in my opinion, one of the very best in the fleet? Also, for someone that's traveling with you on a two-day trip, what are some of the recommended setups to bring? I can't wait for this year. Dan from Pomona.
All right. I got some good, solid questions here. I'm sorry. I feel like I could elaborate on each question a little much, but I'll try to keep it slim here. But the boat, again, 64 feet, two-day trip, sleeps 28 people, fast trip. Sounds like you've chosen. Accommodations for bait. We have 3 tanks in the stern, 2 in the bow. It's about 150. So let's see, about 220 swings of bait, which, you know, for a 2-day trip, we find ourselves most of the time not using all of it. It just depends what time of the season. Early season, definitely not. Mid season, end of the season, yes, on the whole using that bait more versus the nighttime jigging stuff. So as for what to bring, I'd say early season, you definitely need, you know, whether it's a 40-fathom size reel, just something of that size, what, 16-pin, and having those reels back with Spectra, color Spectra preferably. And how I fish them, it's I do 50 feet of mono just for some stretch, and then I'd use that 100, change color every 100 feet color Spectra that Isoline puts out, which other brands put out too. So definitely looking into that. But just point is making sure you have a heavy setup for the knife jigging. Which that same setup can be your sinker rig, too. Just depends what you have. But I'd say 3 setups, if I had to choose, I'd have like an 80-100-pound setup, a 60-pound setup, and then just a lighter kind of all around, whether you fly line or small sliding sinker rig, something like that. But I figure those 3 setups for a 2-day trip, you'd be covered. I feel like I'm forgetting another good one that was asked here. What was another good one here?
Yeah, it was bait, accommodations on the boat, and then also just the things that you're the most proud of, that, you know, the
boat. Fish. How about the fish processing?
Fish processing.
Meal plan, too.
Yeah.
Yep. So we have a meal plan.
I was reading ahead to find our next text question.
I started wanting to get deep in one of those questions, but I had to cut it short.
Those are great ones, though. What are the meal options and how is fish processing? Because, again, you know, you've grown up under the who's who of people taking care of fish. Yeah. Like, Apollo, American Angler, Royal Star. Like, you've been a part of, like, who are...
Don't forget Booger.
Who are often talked about as the very best when it comes to handling the fish. So
yeah.
What's it like on Tomahawk?
So for the fish handling, it's one side of that fish hits the deck only. We gill and gut every tuna that comes over the rail. Of course, cut the gills on yellowtail or any other species besides tuna and the whole bleeding out process. When it comes to the processing of the fish, it really... The whole sequence of it is if everybody wants to get their fish processed except one, it makes it hard to find those person's fish that want their fish filleted on the boat. So it really depends trip to trip. There's some trips we fillet all the fish.
Okay.
Some trips it's only a couple guys, so maybe we can do it the morning that we get back. So it all depends, but it seems like a lot of people have been leaning towards getting the fish processed, just on the note. I mean, I understand it.
Totally.
I mean, even
the
with
product,
fish,
the product like, that gets put out by a fisherman's processing,
you can't measure anything else against it, right?
I understand it.
Yeah.
You know, especially with this bluefin and this last season, majority of it being bluefin, just on the type of season it was. So it really depends. I mean, as for charters, I feel like that's when we could get a little more. You know, all of us are getting our stuff processed, or the fish fillet.
Right.
And the how much per fish, that's always been a different one to navigate. But I feel like the numbers that I saw the boys adding up on the board, it was like a $10 to $12, maybe $15 a fish if they started to get a little bigger for them cutting them on the board. Now, when it comes to the Dorado and Yellowtail stuff, that's when we see ourselves filleting a lot of those batches of fish, trips worth of fish. So it really depends.
The other thing with tuna is, like, if you're going to keep it square within regulations, the fish are big, and it's tough. Like, it's tough to keep whole loins. It's tough to keep things attached. It all has to be in one bag.
Exactly.
Like, it's not the old days where you could fillet and portion and put a bunch of pieces into a Ziploc and call it a day.
Exactly.
It's just a lot tougher now. And
keeping a whole, putting a 150-pounder on the cutting board.
Clearly, you know, every step of the process, you guys, like, strive for the best final product. And sometimes that's not the best final product. And so, you know, like, when it is, all more power to you. And you guys always take care of it. But you put so much emphasis into one side of the fish, spiked and bled and gilled and gutted and all these things. That, like, you know, sometimes that fish deserves the last treatment.
It does.
That it's gonna get.
It does. I mean, it all starts with how you handle it in the beginning. And these fish processors, they all do a great job. I mean, I know them all. And even on that note, if you have a trip with us this season and want to get your fish processed, make those reservations too. That was a big one.
Especially if you got the charter, right?
Okay,
I mean,
if you know you're going
on July 15th.
That's it. Just
make the reservation.
Know, planning it out. I feel like I've always had that, you know, if you fail to plan, you plan to fail. Maybe not so vaguely, but, you know, just being prepared is always a good feeling. And then for the food, for day and a half and 2 day trips, we have this meal plan, which, mind you, I've been keeping the same price I have the same price as this year, $90 for a 2 day trip. And when you come out with this, if you've had the you know, Nick's food, you'll understand why. It's
next level.
It's a treat. You know, it's nice, especially even for the crew our sake, because it's he'll do his little twist, make his own little sauces, and you know, it's a step up from you know, the range of food that you usually would get.
Right.
I feel like it's a step up, and that's what I'm striving for.
So Dave, is that option available for an open party trip?
It is an option because you'd be surprised. A lot of people don't eat the full three meals, which we totally get. So the whole meal plan's optional.
Okay.
But what that does is it gives the chef an idea of how much to cook. Like it gives just that whole preparation. So and you save versus buying each meal by itself. The meal plan gives you that better bang for your buck. Once we do 2.5 and 3 day trips, that's when the meal's included with the ticket price.
Right.
So it really just depends. But I think you'd be in for a treat to the food that this boat puts out, which I'm proud of.
And like you said, that yet again, it's just one more thing that you can control, and you do it to the highest level.
I mean, I get having the breakfast burrito and burger, which he filters in sometimes too, but there's something about it. I get it.
All right.
It all sounds good to me.
You got it, Corey. Who do we got next, bro?
Let's go to Jim. Jim from National City. Good morning, Jim.
Hey, Jim.
Hey, Corey. Rick and Dave. Thank you for taking my call. Of course, Dave and I go way back. I encountered Dave on the Captain Dave on the American Angler. That was before Ray Lopez was part owner. So I don't know exactly how far back that was, but Dave will know. But anyway, that's where I first encountered him. And the first thing I wanted to say was, it's almost unfair to call those guys Cameron, Dave, Taro, that came out of that vein of the American Angler. It was almost unfair to call them deckhands because they all had their skipper license at the time that they were working deck. I mean, it was like safety and the little things that were important. But the thing I like about the Tomahawk, Dave, is the size, down in that bunk room. I'm kind of a big guy. And it's really nice to sleep on a bunk that's not the size of an ironing board. really comfortable.
I agree.
And I'm getting older now, and, you look for a little more comfort, and the Tomahawk offers that. But I would like just to mention one more thing, if I have a second here, Rick. I was on the Tomahawk last year. I hadn't seen Dave in a while. Of course, he greeted me and was very friendly. But I had lost some fluorocarbon, 130-pound test full. And I had called and said, hey, Dave, I think I left some fluorocarbon on the boat. And so sure enough, 2 days later, the landing called me and they turned the fluorocarbon in. So I went down and got the fluorocarbon. It wasn't my spool. It was a 130-pound test, but Dave had given me one of his spools.
Oh,
wow. Because they couldn't find mine, you know. But that's the quality of this guy. He's one of those special guys.
Cool.
And we're fortunate to have him on these day-and-a-half, two-day, three-day trips. And I'll be seeing you this year, Dave.
Thank you, Jim. I appreciate it. I remember that specific, too. I appreciate it. I'm glad I just wanted you to make sure you had it. You know, I couldn't find it, and make sure you have what you need.
I just want to make sure that I'm getting this right. So Jim lost his line.
His own spool.
Yeah, and then you came out of pocket for a $150 spool of fluorocarbon. Yeah, I got that fine. Good job, Jim.
Yeah, right?
I'm just kidding. That was it's clear why it's one of your favorite boats, Jim, and all joking aside, appreciate the phone call.
That's crazy, Rick, because the texts, we have so many texts, and we can't read them all, and there are so many that compliment your operation. Awesome.
They're all the same thing.
They're all parallel with that.
This was Dave on this trip. Yeah. Epic, best trip we've ever had. Can't wait to go again. We have 100 of those this morning.
See, right. I know. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's been really fun. Well, speaking of text, we have another great one here. It says, good morning, guys. What a great show. I fished on the Tomahawk. Love the boat. Here we go again.
Right.
My question's for Dave. Can you tell us a little bit about the bait-making options that have existed when you worked on your long-range trips? I'm hearing all this talk about the lack of bait at the receivers. What is bait making like on long range trips? What are the types of bait you guys have caught up and down the coast? How does it work? Those are all his questions about, about catching bait when you need to.
There was a couple select trips where I know we found ourselves leaving with half the bait load, and of course when it comes to bait making, it's all attendance, full 100% attendance at the rail. It's for anything from fishing tubes, green mackerel, Spanish. I feel like mackerel, greenies, were probably the one that we try to aim for the most just because of user friendliness and durability.
They live well. You can pack them.
Man, those things are pretty intense. Yeah, they live through much, a lot. But, God, just all sorts. So, I mean, if you're going on a long-range trip, you want to have the different size sabiki hook rigs. I mean, anything from the small ones that we use for tubes, just because their mouths are super soft, everything up to those little bigger size for those bigger greeny mackerels. And, God, fishing up and down the coast. I mean, for the crew's sake, if we're light on bait, maybe I shouldn't say light on bait, but there's a bait-making option. Yes, exactly. Every crew member on, because we all split the watches, hour and a half, hour 45 minute watches, however the watch breakup goes, but a crew member's fishing bait on throughout their whole watch. Something to do, and if it gets heavy, we're instructed to wake the captain up, whoever's driving the trip, and start waking the people up if we find that it's time to, all right, we can get it on now.
That is one of the things that is the most impressive to me about, what sets the our fleet apart from people is like their knowledge of the bottom of the ocean for 1,000 miles from, like, you know, on all the boats you mentioned, any of those long range boats, the guy behind the wheel, just like the knowledge of, you know, I'm off the coast of Puntihany and there's a good bait spot down, you know what I mean? Like, just like what all of the things that are in the mind of a Tim Ekstrom, of all the pieces of hard bottom that they know to caught bait on, and I'm in this position, and man, we can sure, that big fish bit good would be really good if we had some big greens. Yeah. If we run in here 2 miles, there's a ridge that's got bait, like that kind of stuff. I'm just so blown away.
It's almost too, you can see just on the tides, like if we're fishing the coast, you almost could tell, all right, the guy on third watch fishing bait, I guarantee he's going to end up waking everyone up because, you know, of course, we don't want to have everyone get up if we don't think we're going to do good. But right. It's like, all right, third guy on third watch, he's going to get them and he's going to wake everyone up. And then we'll all be out there, you know, at least loading our tanks. So it is amazing to see how these guys that have been doing it forever, just their knowledge, you know, and that's why you acquire it somehow, some way, whether you want to or not.
Yeah, I think it's important, too, because this gentleman might have been talking about, like, bait-making options on a day-and-a-half trip, right?
Yeah.
They're not there. I mean,
we're spoiled on that.
We are, period. Spoiled. But here, I feel like we need to prepare people, okay? If we're in a anchovy year, there is nothing better to bring fish to a boat. Calico bass to a 100-pound tuna. There's nothing better that brings them to a boat than anchovy.
Anchovy's good.
Just prepare yourself with lures, right?
Right.
With artificials,
right,
jigs.
Lure, yeah.
You know, I mean, a sinker rig with anchovy's a rock solid way of getting bit too.
Yeah, it's been a while.
But it might be the option, right?
It sure is.
Like,
it sure is nice to pin that big sardine on 60-pound and fire his ass out there, man. It's a
right?
Thing.
But there's nothing better that brings fish to a boat, that keeps fish at a boat.
Sure. Yeah. And just the
Trovy.
And the ability to throw it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just, you have a deck box full of Trovy, it just lasts and lasts and lasts and lasts.
Well, there's even those trips where you take baits, you know, whatever, when the water gets really hot in the bay and boats are leaving with not so user friendly bait, on the note that it's all Red Boy and stuff. So it's even being prepared for those times where, yes, you get bait, but it's not the nicest bait. But being prepared, like you mentioned, with the artificial lures and being ready for whatever comes. I mean, it's for our bait system, we have our main bait pump, we have a spare bait pump. So it'd be quite the share of bad luck if we lost both those points. But nonetheless, it's just being prepared because that time of that season comes. It's usually August when it's the hottest, but sometimes you get those loads of bait where it's super red and you might have a big die-off. Like, these things happen. So being prepared, artificial lure-wise, I think you'd be pretty covered. Make it in.
I think I'm just trying to throw out there, don't, like, chew your fingernails off if it's all anchovy, right?
Yeah,
I mean, that's it's a beautiful thing.
I don't even think it's red. I'm willing another year of big sardines in the boxes and big bluefins biting them close to home.
There you go.
That's what I'm calling.
Let's do it.
Pete can have his albacore year. I'm going to keep on this big fish stuff. Dude. Right until the wheels come off.
I'm licking my chops.
I like
thinking about long fins.
I like it. Let's jump back in.
Let's do it. How about Ryan? Ryan calling from Irvine. Good morning, Ryan.
What's up, Ryan?
Good morning, gentlemen. Captain Dave, my question to you is, I want to know, what is your favorite trip to run throughout the season? And will there be any reverse day-and-a-half trips be offered throughout the season as well? Thank you.
Good question.
Yeah. I really like the three-day trips just for the time. I tried to test the waters a little bit with a few of them, and it's just I have to build this business a little more to get that three-day business, which I understand. But so for right now, I think it's the we've been calling them two-day trips. We leave at 11 a.m., and it gives us the time for these nighttime fish. We get out to where the grounds, you know, fishing grounds are, and we have all night. And then we have the day. Then we have, you know, a good amount of that second night as well. So we're calling them 2-day trips. But that's basically what the reverse, overnight. But kind of the 1.75-day trips, that's what we're calling them, or 2 days now.
You're just building the trips so that you get to take advantage of a full night time.
Exactly.
And then a good portion of a second night
time. And you get the 2-day limits.
Right.
So that was the,
which
you know,
is
the
huge.
Edge of it. Huge.
Huge, it right? So a day and a half, you're only allowed 1 day's limit?
1 day limit.
So by adding that quarter
that little bit more and not much more money for the 2-day trip, you get to keep double
for a 1.75, which
exactly.
is dude, that's huge.
I know. So calling them 2-day trips, we take 2-day worth of permits, so we're paying for the permits, but still,
that's why it's key that you leave at 11,
yes,
not at noon.
Exactly,
it's the 12 hours on the water is what allows you access to your second day's worth of limit.
There it is.
So even though you caught fish on Thursday at 11 o'clock at night, and then Friday morning at 1 a.m., you have to have been on the water on it for more than 12 hours for you to get your day's worth.
Untied from the dock.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. I was thinking about this, too. I know there was a couple boats that experimented with the reverse overnight doing that, and it's if I start seeing that those fish are in that range, I'm definitely going to be putting some more trips up to acquire that. I've yet to do them with the Tomahawk, but I know a couple boats experimented with it last year, and it's like I think that'd be a perfect perfect little angle if these fish are close and tend to get close.
Cool, Dave, because you've got the knowledge, you've got the will, you've got the enthusiasm to do all that.
You're
I love
the right
it.
Platform.
That's
to take
it.
Advantage.
I know.
No doubt. All right. Hey, well, appreciate the phone call very much. Another fun text says, good morning, guys. Tomahawk definitely stands out at the docks when I'm down checking out the boats. It looks like there's tons of room. Can you explain a little bit on what the bunk situation is like? My wife is just starting to get into fishing, and I'd really like to take her on a day and a half this season. Is it possible to reserve a couple of bunks that are next to each other? That's from Rory in Lakeside.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's the one thing, too, is if we have double-wide bunks available. It's all the outside bunks. All the hallways, but yes, it can be booked. As you call in to book your trip, they can give you the bunk layout, and you could book them then too. I know we gave that option, so kind of the first come first serve. That's why I always stress enough. It's if you prepare early, you can have that little better luxury of picking the bunk that you prefer. But having 30 bunks to choose from, I think you'd be pretty happy with them. But yes, when you call to make a reservation, book a trip, you can book your bunk at that time as well.
I like that. That's
a
good call.
A good way to do it.
Totally. Do you want to have a text you were like, Rory?
Actually, the one I had was from Rory.
Okay,
the one,
right
the
on.
One you
no
just read. Yeah.
Well, then why don't we jump right back
which,
into the
which
phone.
Was a good one.
Yeah, I thought so too.
Rory's a good guy. Let's go to Gary. Gary calling from San Diego. Good morning, Gary.
What's up, Gary?
Thanks for taking my call. I had a question. You guys were talking a little bit about it earlier, and that is, what happens if you get on the boat and it's all anchovy? What kind of gear would you suggest we bring if it's bluefin?
That's a great question. It's a great possibility, too.
Having some of those smaller sinkers, whether they're rubber core and even like the Carolina keepers, they're the ones you squeeze with your pliers, you slide your line through, it has a little slit, you slide your line through. But, see, that's a good angle to be prepared, having those smaller hooks, smaller circle hooks, smaller J hooks. But having that little corner of that Plano box ready for something like that and, fluorocarbon. I mean, I know for at least what we have on the boat, we have 15-pound fluoro all the way up to, 200-pound. But I think for the angler's sake, it's maybe having that spool of 15- and 20-pound fluoro, 25-pound fluoro for those, say, if that situation ever did come up. But having some small hooks, size 4, size 2, J or circle. If it's tuna, I always say it's circle hook. Some still get stuck on the J hook thing, but if you see enough fish lost and you see the reason why, that I feel like keeping that circle hook tied on is will alleviate the getting chewed off side of it. Having some quarter ounce, 1/8 ounce quarter ounce sliding sinkers, along with some rubber cores. And a handful of those Carolina keepers, I think you'd be pretty covered.
It's got albacore written all
I know
over
it, right?
So that reminds me. I'm ready.
And I have a question, like, with this whole talk right here, right now, is how small of a circle hook, Rick, does, like, the Gamakatsu Nautilus? Like, how small are those circle hooks made?
So a number 4.
Yeah, I'm talking for chovy fishing.
A number 4, and that's the one. The thing that's... That's when a premium hook like a Gamakatsu really starts to make weight, too. Like, it's always nicer to use a sharper hook with a better barb and a stronger wire and all those things. But chovy fishing, where you're fishing with a bait that's definitely more delicate, you're trying to collar hook one, man, that sharp hook that just effortlessly pierces right through the collar and your bait's in the water, you're not tearing your bait up a little bit. I mean, you're fishing with a slightly more fragile thing when you're using a chovy. It's not the sardine that, a good sardine, you can make mistakes with your bait handling and not pay the price nearly as much as you could or would with a chove.
It's really easy to handle a Chovy and squeeze the love out of it. Like, I mean, you're barely handling them. Yeah. You squeeze the love out of them, you know?
How does, speaking of hooks, like, how does, you know, pinning a Chovy on change if you're fishing a sinker, not a sinker? Do you always put the hook in the same place? Does it differ? Like, how does
it? I always remember
it?
I was a collar hook guy. Collar hook, and if I had a sinker, maybe it was a little heavier sinker, then I would do the nose, mm-hmm. and it would be the up from under thing. God, but I remember playing with it a lot, but I always resorted back to the collar hook and just a light sinker.
Dude, I've got this vision right now. It's on the corner, tuna foaming, and sardine. Man. Dude, you chum sardine, and they're 100 feet from the boat, like in 1.1 seconds, right? But you chum Chovy, in that 1.1 seconds, they've traveled 8 feet. Like, you understand what I'm saying? Like, it brings that fish to the corner, not to the boat, but right to the corner, man.
Dude,
I'm there.
I like it. I'm
surprised on how strong some of those Chovy are. I know I have just a green, just good looking Chovy, and not the biggest of the batch that's in the handwell. And man, they just that dart off.
Dude, I got my 196 right now, and I'm bit
8 foot Calstar fiberglass rod,
light spool reel.
That's the other thing that I can't. You know, we've talked about it before too, a bunch of times. Like, it'll be very fun to see how the tackle reacts and how it changes.
Oh,
been so many innovations, all those GG rods that CalStar has now that are built off of the classic glass rods, but have a little bit of graphite, so the lifting power is a little better. You know, a 196 or a 278 foot GG with a nice soft tip. Fishing a Trinidad 14 instead of a Newell 220, so you don't have to change the drags every 15 minutes.
I mean,
there's going to be some cool stuff that happens.
Let's make no mistake. The fish we've had for 11 years is the most beautiful thing in the world, right?
Something.
I mean, if it goes on for another 11 years, it's the most...
God bless it.
Right?
Keep it coming.
But, dude, if you add albacore into the mix, my God.
No doubt. Hey, I just can't wait to hear the clicker go off.
Right?
It's been a while since you get to hear that happen.
I've got a text that follows along this whole thing. Let's do it. Dan from West Covina, he says, question for Captain Dave. As a member of the Peak Ray Albacores Shell Return Club, which if anybody doesn't know, he just predicts it every year, right? I wonder if you feel that the upcoming conditions, such as the cooler water La Nina pattern, coupled with the increased number of Chovy, would actually help shift the albacore turn our way.
It's so much has to do with, I mean, any fishing we do or see has a lot to do with the currents and how that temp streams and how those current streams get, you know, shifted or moved along our coast. And see, I don't know the scientific note behind it because I was young back then when the albacore were around, which I always say, I wish I was my age back then, but you know, here we are. I don't know the scientific knowledge behind it, but it has to do something with currents around those seamounts way offshore that, you know, there's always a handful of guys that we're going to go, you know, that say we're going to go do the exploratory trip. But, you know, I don't even hear the final of it if they end up doing it or not. But it has to do with currents and sea surface temperatures or the subsurface temperatures. But I know I'd like to be more informed on how that sequence is, which I should, you know, it's not talked about that much.
We need
at least as, you know, on the boat.
Yeah. We need to get like a JJ, Aaron Barnhill, Jack Webster.
See, those
are
the guys,
you know, like get the boys together that are, you know, that did and do and fished albacore here, but currently fish them up there. You know, that'd be a really fun time.
That'd be a fun show.
We could find a window when those guys are not fishing to get to come in and hang out and just do a full albacore show. It'd be a lot of fun with it. Yeah, totally.
Yeah, that would.
And they have been walking further south. Like every year, they're you know, they were up at like the Columbia River was the source, right? It still is. But every year they've come down 100 or 200. You know,
we always have fun. You know, you had mentioned working with JJ and JJ's son Dylan works in the tackle store with us. And so when JJ's fishing albacore, we get the report from Dylan all the time. You know how it's going, and they had really good jig fishing yesterday. They had a day for 400 yesterday, that kind of thing. So we've been able to get to keep in the loop on what the Pikey's been doing catching albacores this last season. It was a lot of fun. You know, I want another shot at it. I know it'll come, and I think it'll be fun. I'm not willing to give up what we're doing right now. I want to be very clear about that. If it means losing 200-pound bluefin in our backyard, I'm out.
But I don't think we will, because I think, like, back in that era, I can remember in the 80s, I mean, we had the bluefin were always a part of the equation. You just couldn't catch them.
Yeah.
I mean, I remember fishing with Eddie McEwen on the Pacific Queen, which was the bluefin boat back then, right, on the bow. And you would get the bluefin around you all the time. You just good luck catching them, you know? Dude, can you imagine today mixing it up?
Oh, my God.
Dude, today's show has got me so fired up.
We're going to be going offshore if we're not careful here.
Dude, yesterday with surface iron stuff, getting all fired up. If you missed yesterday's show with Danny Wade and the boys, you got to listen to that one.
That was a lot of fun.
Dude, it gets me fired up. Talking today, I'm ready to go offshore.
Before he's officially frothed.
Dude, go frothed. We're going to be right back on the Let's Talk Hookup app.
Palms,
we're going to be back on 97.3 The Fan. We're going to be back with more with Dave Ibrahim off the Tomahawk. We're going to turn on Let's Talk Hookup app.
Hello, this is Captain Mike Totter from Surgeon Sport Fishing. Alongside my colleague, Chef Josh Evans, and our dedicated team, we invite you to join us aboard the Searcher. Our fishing trips range from a day and a half to 8 days, available May through November, and include charter options. We're committed to upholding a legacy of top-notch customer service, delicious food, and a friendly and talented crew. Book your fishing adventure online at SearchOfSportFishing.com or call Rachel at 619-226-2403. That's SearchOfSportFishing.com. We look forward to welcoming you aboard.
The PCS show is coming, and we will have our best booth at the show. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle. Check us out in the wildly popular saltwater building at the PCS show in Costa Mesa, where we will have some amazing deals for you on rods, reels, lures, and clothing. Everything at the Fisherman's Landing Tackle booth will be on sale. And as always, our expert staff will help you select that perfect setup for the fish you want to pursue. For saltwater tackle at the PCS show, your best stop is the Fisherman's Landing Tackle booth.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels with the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities. Van Wormer resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short two-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWormerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest.
Inside information is everything when it comes to catching fish in Southern California. You need a code group to connect with what's happening on the water. FishDope.com is your code group. Inside information available at your fingertips 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane, along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. They become your code group. You get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Quintin, 365 days a year. FishDope.com has online planning tools, temperature and chlorophyll charts, hot bite icons, and more. Take it from me, if you don't have FishDope.com, you're not part of the in-the-know crowd. Membership is affordable and good for an entire year. Plus, use the special code and save $30 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. Spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
If there's one thing we like, it's choices. And your San Diego County Ford dealers is the place to start. With a full lineup of vehicles and available powertrains, get your ideal combination of power and capability with gas, hybrid, or all electric. But more important than the power you choose is what you choose to do with it.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. And, man, we got so lost in conversation, Rick, that we had Youssef, the angler's realtor, on hold. And sorry about that, but
My bad.
No, my bad. No, it's actually my bad. We were so deep in the albacore talk. But it is brought to us by the Fish Pros of Fishman's Processing, our fishdope.com report. And Fishman's Processing is where you get your premier processing experience. Check out the easier online system to book your processing for your long-range trips with more team members. Fishman Processing stays far ahead of the rest. More sand bay capacity and the finest customer service. Stop by the location in Old Town and Taylor Street, or you can check them out at fishmansprocessing.com and make your reservations today.
There it is. We got Yusuf standing by. Good morning, Yusuf. Sorry to strand you on hold like that, buddy. Good morning.
Yeah, no sweat. You guys are drooling over albacore.
I know.
Dude, that's 100% what it was. Like we talked albacore so long, neither Corey nor I looked over, and we went into break and said, oh, my God, he's been on hold the whole time. My
Dude,
bad, buddy.
I was bit in the corner, though.
Yeah, we were ready to go, man.
You really want those stinky things coming back?
They stinky was that,
yeah.
too.
And bloody. Like, nothing bleeds like one of those things. Yeah. That was the one thing I remember was, like, I had albacore blood droplets, like, on the underside of our radar dome that was on top of a hard top. It's like, well, it's impossible. It would be impossible to get there without a paintbrush, and yet somehow, like, every piece of clothing you had was toast, like.
9-10 feet high.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I still
exactly.
want it. I still want it. I want a zucchini. I want a zucchini zucker
Broomtail,
bit
yep.
on the corner, and I want a drop back of 5-inch MC with 1.5 ounce lead head. I want it. I want every bit of it.
God, that was fun.
Don't jinx the bluefin, man.
You're right. Yeah, you're right. You're right about that.
All right. Well, fishing's actually still pretty decent. The startup in Santa Monica Bay area, there is still some little bit of a sand bass and scope and bite up there on the Santa Monica artificial reef. L.A., Palo Verde, Long Beach area, the halibut fishing has been pretty good. Last week was very good. It's backed off a little bit with the colder water. But these are like 10 to 25-pound fish, and it was a very good bite there for a little bit. When guys are drifting, please don't anchor up. We've had some local boats anchor up in front of the native sun and kind of ruin their drift. So if you're listening out there, please do not do that. Over at Catalina, there's been a steady and pretty consistent halibut bite on the backside. The sea bass numbers have dropped off a little bit. When they were getting them, there was a good stream of about 10 to 50-pound sea bass and a good number of 5 to 20-pound halibut coming off the backside. Most of those were in the milky water, 5 to 30 feet deep. San Clemente, it's been pretty slow as far as getting reports from that area. Same with Del Mar. The one thing we want to talk about is the yellowtail off of Punta Banda and Santa Mas area. They've been getting them down there on surface iron and with the yo-yo. There was also a ponga that caught a 40-pound class bluefin off the 425, I think the day before yesterday.
Wow.
And
nice.
Then the Hidden Bank area, upper 500, 295. There was a good spot of 40 to 100-pound bluefin. The Old Glory was able to land one. And these fish were found in the warmer water. There was that warm water blob that pushed up in 59 to 60-degree water. As of yesterday, the fish have scattered from what they're saying. But, man, we're moving right along in the season here.
Hey, we're talking right? about fish caught, fish seen, fish moving.
Yeah.
That's a whole lot better than hoping to, you know, hoping to catch a sculpin on a deep water spot somewhere. So we'll take that just fine. That's a great report, Yusuf.
It's February, man, and it's not a bad report for February, that's for sure.
I like it. I like it a bunch. Well, a great job. And, you know, speaking of February, things are starting to happen. Things are settling down. Economy looking good. What's going on in the real estate world?
Real estate's moving, man. We did have a little bit of a bump in interest about a week ago, which we're hoping is going to smooth out. But that didn't stop people from going out and shopping. I'm showing all day today again, and was yesterday. It's starting to go. If you're thinking about selling your house, I would think about getting it prepared here soon, because I think the market's going to really start moving here.
If you're thinking about it too, boy, your home eval, sure a great place to start just to get a good baseline of what's going on. Give us a quick rundown for those that aren't aware of what that service that you provide is.
Yeah, so I have a website. It's SoCalHomeEval.com. And you just go in there and type your address in, and we'll kick you out. It's like a system. we're not going to haunt you or anything. We kick you out, a home evaluation, tells you how long it takes to sell the house in your area, shows you what the comparable homes are that have sold recently, and other ones that are on the market. So at least you have some expectations of how long this is going to take, and you do some planning.
It's just a great baseline, and I can confirm the same thing. You know, we did it. There's no, you know, you're not getting, it doesn't open you up to thousands of spam calls or anything. It's just a great service that you provide. It just gives a guy an idea of a good baseline where, you know, hey, maybe this is the right move. Maybe this is, it just gives you a good understanding of where you're at.
And how far north will you do that? Because I know you're in San Diego, Yusuf, but L.A., Ventura, how far north?
I work in the San Clemente, and then I do have a couple other agents that are fishermen that work up in the L.A. area, Orange County area, and up above L.A., like Ventura.
Okay.
And up there.
Perfect.
So I can help you any which way. I can give you a home eval, let you know what your place is worth. You decide to list, and it's out of my area. I have other guys that are local fishermen that are willing to help.
There it is. Great job, as always, brother. Appreciate it very much, and we'll talk to you next week.
Take care, guys.
Yeah, man. Take care.
Yusuf, thanks a lot for that.
And if you wanted to join, what is it right there, Fistope?
Fishdope.com.
Hook up now.
Yeah, saves $30 off of a new membership, and you know it lasts all year long. So if you want to keep in touch as the season starts to develop, and keep an eye on water charts, the whole nine, $30 using that code. Hook up now. It's all lowercase, no space. Good call, Corey.
Which, dude, talking about Surface Iron Yellowtail Puna Banda. I mean, right? And 425 40-pound bluefin.
That's it. That's it.
Nothing else to help you too is sea surface temperatures, right? Terrafin is in the Terrafin sea surface temperature charts. You can focus your fishing on the most productive areas by using Terrafin sea surface temperature. There are chlorophyll, the currents, and more. And you can, with Terrafin Mobile, you can actually access it, your charts on your phone, on your mobile phone device, and check Terrafin.com if you want that information right there, too.
There it is.
Huge help.
Hey, a great text. Good morning, guys. What a great show. I have to ask this question of Dave. Is it possible that you're still gilling and gutting every single tuna that comes on board? It absolutely blew me away on our last trip. We had fantastic fishing, and the fish handling was second to none. I was so impressed. Great job. Keep up the great work.
That's awesome. Thank you. That goes a long way. And that's exactly it. Every fish that comes over, it's a, you know, spray brine system, 31 degree saltwater spray brine system over this fish. So, I mean, it even comes down to midday. If we start catching them early in that morning, midday, I have the, you know, a couple of the boys jump down there and shift the fish. Like, it's, you know, we take pride in it. So those replies and acknowledgement, man, they go a long way. Thank you.
What does that mean, you have to go down and shift the fish? I'm just not familiar.
Just so when we throw them in that fish hold, it's one big fish hold with spray plumbing all above it.
So it's taking seawater.
So there's certain fish that get more spray than others, say if they're maybe under a little bit.
Okay.
So they go down there and just do a full shift. So those fish that weren't getting as much spray start getting a little bit more. But it matters.
Yeah, you know, totally.
It definitely matters.
Which is huge, right?
Yeah,
I mean, you got to cool the fish down. You got to do it so not all.
I mean, it even gets as far as to the guys at the processor. You know, I'm saying it because I'm super proud. Processors said, whatever you guys are doing with those fish, keep doing it.
How much is that music to your ears?
Oh, that was
right?
Huge.
That's cool.
That was huge. And, you know, the boys on deck might not appreciate it as much as me, but, you know, I'm up there like, yeah, that's what I like to hear. Keep up the good work, because, yeah, I'm always giving them a that-a-boy. And, yeah, staying positive.
That's awesome. I love it.
That's good stuff.
Well, why don't we jump back to the phones, Corey?
Let's do it. How about Hills? Hills call from Ventura. Good morning, Hills.
What's up, Hills?
Hey, good morning, guys. A question for Dave, Captain Dave. And sorry to want to keep harping on albacore, but, you know, when we drive out, we see the pikey there at the end tie. And I think Pat Cavanaugh's fishing up there, like a few years back. The guys, they drive all the way up there. So they see everything on the way up to where they fish. And they stopped in Ventura, and they were using Lampard nets to get their anchovy on the way up, maybe 5, 7, 8 years ago. Right in here in Ventura, Pier Pompey. But my question is, Dave, do you have JJ's number so you can call him on Starlink, or probably Dylan has it, but and ask him, did you see albacore? Because I'm going to the albacore.
Oh, right? He might have changed it by now. It's been 10 years.
It has been roughly, yeah.
Yeah, it's been a while.
But all of that info trickles down. You know, it's a big family.
That is.
And there's no scenario that exists that the guys that are of this fleet are traveling up and see Albacore in our backyard. And the world doesn't trickle down. It just, you know what I mean? Like, that's a, if it were an easy striking range,
there'd be some boats worried
about it. Yeah, no doubt.
There'd have to be, you think, but, you know, I'm not up there. But I know they do their bait thing on the way up, and, God, maybe if it was a more wider off the coast, you know, on the way up, which they don't, because weather, time, efficiency, of course they're going to hug the coast and try to make as much weight as they can. But I always think of that 200 miles offshore, that seamount that's way out there. That was always the starting point for when they would say this exploratory stuff.
They would aim that direction.
They would aim that direction and go up, but they don't. I get it. It's efficiency, you know, it's huge. But totally. Yeah, who knows what's out there? That's the element of surprise there.
You know what's crazy too is the last several years, Rick. Right? There's been like a couple of them caught. Right.
Right. Sure.
And
the four fish season we had last year.
Right. Exactly. But here's the weird thing: is you typically don't see them scattered loosely like that.
Right.
Like when you get a hit on them, there's 50 fish.
Yeah.
Or you know what I'm saying? Like.
Yeah.
And then the next trip, you get a couple more boats out, and it's 100-plus fish per boat. You know what I mean? Like, well, maybe not those numbers, but you start to get on them, you know?
Take me back, dude. Take me back.
I remember catching a random albacore. We were fishing yellowfin on the ridge, and we caught one albacore in the mix, down there messing with all the yellowfin. I was like, go figure this.
That's funny.
The person who gaffed it didn't even realize it. And it was like, man, you don't even know what that is.
That's right? That's funny.
Oh, good times.
Like well, yeah, the text comes through. Yeah. Good morning, Rick, Corey, and Dave. Hey, Dave, I'm looking for a charter. Can you give me a little bit more info on chartering the boat? In your opinion, what is the perfect size that'll accommodate the appropriate galley seating, bay capacity, sleeping accommodation, et cetera? What's the best size group to charter your boat?
Ooh, I'd say... of course, the less that go, the more it is per person. But I feel like 18... to 22 is like the most comfortable. I mean, not even knocking down 25 loads.
No, you're saying that means that it can't handle it.
Exactly.
But you're just talking about a group of guys.
Let's say
a construction foreman that wants to take all of his boys, right?
Oh, man. I mean, we had a couple last year, and it was just gentleman with his family. Oh. And it was 15 of them. And it was like, man, this is like Tahitian here.
Yeah,
I love it. But I'd say 18 to 22 is that comfortable number. I mean, it depends the species. If you want to target bluefin, it's for sure you want to have that full night in it. So that's, you know, the 2 day, at least 2 day. But I'd say a 2.5 day would be probably premier because, I mean, if it is that time of the season where you could get your bluefin at night or however that comes, a bluefin catching, and if there's that, hopefully this year we have a little more of that yellowfin and other exotics. It's kind of like you get the best of both worlds. So you get the bluefin taste, and then the next day you can do the kelp patty or what have you, yellowfin taste as well. So, of course, a little longer trip's always preferred because there might be that 90-mile move we got to make in the middle of the trip.
Sure.
So just having that better.
At least a
2.5 day for that. But it all depends. You know, it's chartering the boat, like I said, everything's through Fisherman's Landing. They book it, they take deposit, they get the contract out to you. They tell me what dates that you've locked in so I could put it in my calendar. If that's something you want to do, please contact Fisherman's Landing and we'll get this going. But there's a lot of dates open. I keep bringing it up because there's a lot of dates. And even with the voicemail calls or calls that I made leaving voicemails to previous charters, it's a lot of work to talk to every guy that's going to come on the trip just to confirm they are going to make the trip.
Sure.
But if that's the case, if you want to charter the boat, I highly suggest it.
Yeah,
it's always good. It's always good.
It's a fun time.
Good way to do it, for sure.
Yeah. Hey, well, I had a great text. It says, good morning, guys. I remember fishing with Dave on a Pacific Queen trip. It was so impressive to see how he handled a tangle by a multi-fish tangle by cutting one angler's line completely free, then splicing it back to the angler's rod and reel on the other side of the tangle. The guy caught his fish, and it was a 100-pound bluefin tuna. I've always been impressed from that moment. Also, he took the time to show me what he was looking for breezers, puddlers, et cetera. I can't wait to fish with Dave again on the Tomahawk. That's from Brian in Kingsburg, California.
That's awesome. Cool. Thank you, Brian.
That's
there's so many cool texts like that. Dave, there's compliments. I've got another one, too.
Dave.
talking about compliments. Had a great time with Captain Dave on the Railroad Mafia 3-day last year. He put us on the Bluefin, and we even got an aerial bombardment show at Clemente. So I guess the government was letting a fly out there, right?
Yeah.
He says, what other boat?
I remember that.
What other boat does dinner and a show? And that comes from Tony and Hesperia.
Oh, that's awesome. That was a good trip. Yeah. That was a fun one. Just those guys at San Clemente doing their, bombing on the island, shooting at the island. And yeah, it was, we felt it. And it's just how it was. Get to where we go, we had to go by there, around there, the front side, to get to that upper part of the island. Yeah, I remember that. It was
how crazy, huh?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So
that
many compliments. I can remember being on the Islander a few years ago in the kayaks, and there was actually the planes were seriously, less than 100 feet off the water.
Crazy.
Come into the island and then straight 90 degrees up in the air.
Wild.
And
Top Gun stuff.
We were in the kayaks.
That's crazy. That's when the pilot is, hey, man, check this out.
Right?
Watch this.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Oh, crazy.
Yeah, I had another fun one. Texas, for Dave, what type of rods and reels are available in terms of rental if I'm coming fishing on a trip? I'm bringing some family that's not going to have heavy tackle for this bluefin tuna. What do you recommend and what's available to me?
So for the heavy stuff, of course, Fisherman's Lane does a great job. And it's one of these things. We have anglers that come out and thought they had their heavy rod in their bundle and realized they don't. And, we have boat gear for that reason. We're all human. We might forget the reel. Whatever it may be, something might happen to the rental rod. Whatever it may be, say you lose all your structure. We have spare poles aboard. I can't say that we rent them out on the boat because I don't have that many. It could be a group that comes out strictly for that. But we have rods on board if you were to forget one. But
you've got some emergency tackle.
Emergency right. Stuff.
But like you said, the Landing made a huge investment a few years ago.
In quality.
Big Bluefin became the thing. It's CalStar rods. It's Shimano Calicas.
Legit.
It's Fathoms. Yeah. It's Speed.
The colored Spectra.
Yeah, exactly. All the reels come with metered line. It's just
a big one.
It's done right. You're renting a $1,500 outfit. It's
crazy.
Not like a good enough to get you through. It's the top tier of the line.
It's good stuff, definitely.
And that with that big fish. It's necessity.
Yeah.
You have to have tackle that can handle it.
Exactly. Adequate reel, adequate rod, rail rod. And Fisherman's Landing make sure they have the good stuff. But if it ever was one of those situations where you did forget one.
How about that, right?
You're covered.
Yeah. The gear is there to put you on a big one.
Lures as well.
We're going to be right back on Let's Talk Hookup. You're listening to Dave Abraham. We're going to find out who's won that day and a half trip when we return on the Let's Talk Hookup app and 97.3 The Fan.
Hey everyone, James Holst here with Norris Lithium, the official battery partner of Let's Talk Hookup. Here at Norris Lithium, we have two goals that drive who we are and what we do. The first is to make the highest quality, longest lasting lithium batteries available with a complete lineup of batteries that include 12, 24, 36 volt and starting batteries. Second, in addition to offering a 10-year warranty on all Norris Lithium marine batteries, we provide amazing customer service before and after the sale. Check us out online at norslithium.com. That's norsklithium.com. Or call us at 831-232-9063. Or to see Norris Lithium batteries in person, stop by the Trolling Motor Doctor in Lakewood or Anglers Marine in Anaheim and see why Norris Lithium batteries should be in your boat.
No matter where the adventure takes you, we've got you powered. Norris Lithium.
There are moments that change our perception of what is and isn't possible. Cosmic shifts where the stars align with the earth to alter how we see the world. The release of King Tide is one of those moments. This is the crowning achievement of Costa's 40-year legacy on the water. The culmination of every innovation and lessons learned up until this point. Wins and losses and highs and lows have brought us here to stand witness to a legacy brought to life. To achieve the ultimate potential on the water. Costa King Tide. Rule the water.
This
This year, make reliable boating your resolution and back it with exhilarating deals with a new Yamaha outboard during Yamaha's New Year, New Reliability sales event. From now until March 31st, 2025, purchase a new eligible Yamaha 450 to 30 horsepower outboard and get up to 7 years of coverage protection. Looking to hit the water with lower horsepower? There's a deal for you too. Purchase a new Yamaha 25 to 2.5 horsepower outboard and receive up to $200 in dealer credit toward the purchase of additional goods and services. Don't miss this limited time offer. Visit your local Yamaha dealer today. Yamaha, reliability starts here. Offer ends March 31st, 2025. Subject to change. Other restrictions and conditions apply. Select models exclude 24-month Yamaha extended service added to a 36 or 60-month factory limited warranty. Choice offered to Florida residents is a 24-month Yamaha limited warranty. See authorized participating Yamaha outboard dealer for details. Cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
Get ready for the most exciting outdoor show of the year, the giant 15th annual Pacific Coast Sport Fishing Fishing Tackle Boat and Travel Show, March 6th to the 9th at the OC Fair and Event Center in Costa Mesa. Check out hundreds of sport fishing exhibitors, manufacturers, tackle dealers, fishing boats, and fishing resorts taking up all seven halls at the fairgrounds. 217,000 square feet plus fantastic seminars and free kids trout pond. Backed by popular demand, the PCS show also has freshwater to cover bass and trout. Learn from some of the top names in the sport fishing industry, from catching giant bluefin, swordfish, calico bass, and more. Take advantage of incredible show specials from major tackle retailers and boat dealers. Talk to the top fishing travel destinations. 4 full days, Thursday, March 6th to Sunday, March 9th, the 15th annual Pacific Coast Sport Fishing Fishing Tackle Boat and Travel Show at the OC Fair and Event Center in Costa Mesa. Don't miss it.
Here's the hot tip on the best fishing LA has to offer. 22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing in San Pedro. They are home to LA's finest open party fleet, including overnight on the Freedom, Catalina Freelance on the Pursuit, half-day trips on the Monte Carlo, and three-quarter day trips on the Sea Angler. For your own private charter, we have the Outrider and True Line available. There's always plenty of free parking and a fully stocked tackle store. 22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing in San Pedro. Call 310-832-8304 or on the web at 22ndstreet.com.
All right, welcome back to the Let's Talk Hookup. Been such a fun 2 hours, and there's only one winner. We're going to have Dave flip the coin.
Oh, yeah,
coin
flipping.
There it is. Texter, how about that? Today's right. Texter, Rob in Seal Beach wins the day and a half trip. Awesome.
Congratulations, Rob. Dave, can't begin to thank you enough for taking the time. I know you're busy working on that boat, turning wrenches, getting her ship shape for fishing, but what a great time we have today and such great info you shared with all
thank
of us,
you.
Man.
Thank you guys for having me.
Somebody wants to come fishing, do a trip, do a day and a half. The schedule's up, available right now,
yes.
Or do a charter. Give us a rundown. How do
yes.
we find you? How do we book
yes.
the spot? How do we book the boat?
Contact Fisherman's Landing, 219-221-8500.
I think that's one I know by heart. I got
yeah,
you.
Exactly.
I got you back on that list.
221-8500. But contact Fisherman's Landing. Like I said, they have the keys to booking you, collecting money, whether it's open party trips, you know, you and a couple buddies, you yourself, or, like I said, chartering the boat. They have the keys, all the date books. So give them a call.
And like open
to,
party
like have you guys.
Open party's available right now.
Open party is available right now.
Get
book
on
it now.
Spot.
There it is.
Well, a great job. And sure appreciate it, man. That was a lot of fun. And we appreciate you. Another couple of great shows coming for you next weekend. Next Saturday, Brian, Ray, and Griffin from the American Angler are all going to be joining us. That's going to be a lot of fun. And the next Sunday, Rosie Flowers from Cedro Sport Fishing. Huge thanks to Jeff for keeping us on the air. Huge thanks to Adam for keeping us on the app. We'll see you next weekend, Saturday and Sunday morning, 7 to 9 a.m. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and 97.3 The Fan.